Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. On Friday afternoon, the South Hardin football team played in their first ever Class 1A semifinal in program history, falling to West Lyon 21-7. The Tigers concluded their season at 10-2 overall. Here is Friday's post-game interview with head coach Nick Eller.
Super proud of our guys for getting to this point and then also playing the way they did tonight, you know, today versus a really good team, you know. So you can't be mad, you're just hurt because you don't want to end.
Talk about the way it started. You guys came out, got a couple of first downs on that first drive, and then get one in early in the second quarter to take the lead.
Yeah, I thought the first half went really well other than just the last score they got there on that quick one. Other than that, I thought we really played a good first half. Just couldn't sustain much on offense at times. We knew it was going to be tough sledding with their front four. Are really, really good. So we knew it was going to be some tough sledding that way. But thought we had a great start, good first quarter, kind of matched their play, matched their physicality. But then just had struggles as the game went on of just being able to run the ball consistently and then also being able to get out of the pocket and throw. It's just hard to have time. It makes it tough.
Did West Lyon do anything different on the line? Make things more difficult for you guys to block them?
I don't think they did anything really different. It's just some bad matchups for us because they just have some different sizes of spots that we are really good at. We're just not their size. And so that makes it pretty tough when they got some good players in different spots that you can't help him because you got to help this guy, you got to help this guy. So it just makes it tough. So they just got a good team. Respect, hats off to them. And nothing really blew us away. We just didn't make enough plays. We didn't make enough blocks and tackles at the right time.
And then on the defensive side, you're able to hold them to a season-long 21 points and, kept yourself in the game with your defense.
Did, yeah. Our defense was awesome all night, I thought. Like I said, we just take away two or three plays and it's a different game. One big pass play there in the second quarter, that big run in the first quarter, and then at the beginning of the second quarter, take that way, it's a whole different game, so it's just a couple plays here. I thought our defense was just stout all night long, very physical, did a good job. We were pretty undersized compared to them, so we knew that was going to be tough sledding, but I thought our guys just battled, and that's why I hate to see it end because they're such a fun group that way that just plays hard.
Can you talk a little bit about building to this point as a program, because I know it wasn't too long ago where you had a lot of frustrating seasons. Last year you get to the quarterfinals and finally kind of break through, get to the dome this year.
Yeah, super proud of our group for getting to this point, and our program has just been a slow development of just getting to this point, so it's really just a proud moment as a coach to see our guys get to this spot, get to have the spotlight today, and just it's just been through work and just perseverance, and that's why you hate to see this group go, because you've seen them come all the way through since fifth grade and homegrown, just hardworking kids, and that's my kind of guys. I've known for a little while. I'd say they're freshmen, sophomore year, I knew we had a good enough group of athletes and size and linebackers and skill guys to be able to play at a pretty high level. I didn't know how high a level, but I thought we had a good enough group to be able to play at a pretty good level. When they were younger, we saw that group coming.
What are going to be the most important, takeaways, to be able to compete in an environment like this as a program? What are you hoping you guys are able to get out of this?
I hope we just, able to take in the experience and not be shell-shocked if we get back. That's the goal, obviously, and nothing will be, as much of a surprise, and we kind of understand what goes on. Today was it's a different environment. It just is, no matter what you do, until you experience that. You really can't simulate that, so I thought that'll be a big plus. I think just our guys know what it takes to play high-level football after this year against a lot of different teams. We played a lot of good teams this year all over the board, all over the state, and they've shown up and been able to match that. So really gives us a huge springboard to next year. We got a lot of good players back, got some good young guys in the waiting that are waiting to get their chance. So we're not done.
Talk about these seniors, Coach.
13 guys that have just laid their heart out for this team and this program. So it's going to be a huge loss that way, because you can't ask for a better group of guys that care about our program, want this program to get to this point. So just great group of young men have put in all the work since the day I've been here, and I hate to see them go.